It might be too early to shop for Christmas gifts, but here's an idea.
For sale, one Tyrannosaurus Rex, female, goes by Samson. In life, she was 40 feet long and could have peered into a second-story window if there had been windows 66 million years ago.
So help me out here. Thomas Lindgren, how much do you think Samson's going to fetch on the auction block?
Well, with the excitement that's currently being generated, I would hope that it brings somewhere between $6 and $8 million.
That's Thomas Lindgren. He's the co-director of natural history for Bonhams and Butterfield's Auctioneers. 2 weeks from today, the company plans to auction off one of the largest T-Rex specimens ever discovered at its first natural history auction in Las Vegas. So, Mr. Lindgren, where did you guys get this dinosaur?
Well, the current owner gave me a call a few months ago and told me he had a Tyrannosaurus Rex he'd like to sell. And with tongue-in-cheek, I said, okay, I'd certainly be interested in selling this for you. Tell me a little bit more about it.
How was Samson discovered?
The rancher in South Dakota had a son that was quite interested in just walking the acreage that they had. And in the process of this, he found parts of a dinosaur weathering out of the ground that he eventually took to the South Dakota School of Mines. Well, they identified it as a Tyrannosaurus Rex, yet it was just some surface material. They never really looked for anything beyond that. And then in 1992, there were a couple of commercial fossil collectors that had heard about it, walked into a bar in Harding County, South Dakota, and stood up and made a gesture of they were willing to pay a large quantity of money to anyone that could take them to the site of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. The next thing you know, they had an agreement with the rancher, and Samson was discovered completely in 1992.
So this was all found on a private ranch in South Dakota?
Harding County, South Dakota, just outside of Buffalo. Harding County is quite often referred to as the T-Rex capital of the world.
Wow. Who owns the dinosaur?
Well, currently it's owned by a private client that I'm not available to mention his name, but it's an American here in the United States.
So, Mr. Lindgren, why are discoveries like these, you know, of such obvious historic importance, why are they allowed to be sold privately in the U.S.?
Well, if a dinosaur is found on private land, it's owned by the landowner himself.
Has anything like this ever gone on sale at auction?
Well, in 1997, the very famous Tyrannosaurus Rex Sioux,
oh, yes,
that is now housed in the Field Museum, was sold at Sotheby's.
That's Chicago's Field Museum.
Yes, correct.
And how much was it sold for?
The actual hammer price with the buyer's premium was $8.36 million.
Mr. Lindgren, I understand that you yourself are a fossil hunter. What do you hope will happen with Samson?
Well, my ultimate goal is to find a scientific institution that has the funds to acquire Samson and keep her here in North America. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is indigenous only to North America, found nowhere else on the planet. It would be, I think, a shame to have her actually be purchased by a foreign entity, but because this is an auction, we will have to see where she ends up.
Mr. Lindgren, what does it feel like, you know, for you to stand under this dinosaur?
Well, it's the opportunity of a lifetime. It's an opportunity that only my dreams could I even expect to be part of. You know, this transcends just the scientific. It's a piece of almost beautiful art that will stand forever, hopefully, in a museum here in this country.
Thomas Lindgren is the co-director of natural history for Bonhams and Butterfield's Auctioneers. His company is selling Samson the T-Rex on October 3rd in Las Vegas. Mr. Lindgren, thanks so much.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.